Roger Stone in studio. Robert Barnes coming up, ladies and gentlemen, riding shotgun with us. Boy, he's always been amazing, but he blew me away Friday. Went super viral. He's got real analysis on what's going down. But let's talk about a company that Roger Stone told me about a few months ago, and I researched, and I talked to a lot of high-level IT people and folks, and they said Volta Wireless is the way to go. They got deplatformed, attacked for what they did, but they're still a sponsor. They're a sponsor of Roger as well. It's a simple SIM card or a download where your phone has triple encryption. Nobody can break it. This is the real deal. And they have gotten more customer service, you name it, because they were in beta. They've gone operational. We'll put it on screen. You go to Volta Wireless, and you put in Alex as the promo code, and you get a big discount either on a phone or the SIM card or whatever it is you want, VoltaWireless.com, and use promo code Alex. Roger Stone, tell us about Volta Wireless.
Well, I'll tell you what brought me to Volta Wireless. I found out that I was spied on the front page of the New York Times on the very day that Donald Trump was elected president, or I should say sworn in, Inauguration Day. Above the fold, I learned that I was one of three Trump associates who's being spied on. And therefore, to this day, I have a deep concern about whether my text messages, whether my cell phone calls are being monitored. This is what led me to look into alternative technologies. And I can't tell you how happy I am with Volta Wireless. I mean, these guys are technologically way ahead of the curve. I recommended them to Alex. I know Alex is happy with them. You can use promo code Alex and sign up. These guys are top notch. And if you're a conservative or a libertarian or just a free thinker and you're worried about Big Brother,
take control of your life. And you learned about them at the CPAC.
I did. And I was impressed. I sat for a presentation. I was prepared to think this was another Freedom Phone. Frankly, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. And the more I looked at it and the more study I did, and I read a couple great articles about it. I recommended it to you. I recommend it to you, folks. Use promo code Alex. And I'm telling you, you will be happy and you can sleep at night knowing that Big Brother or the media or the government is not snooping.
Nobody can break triple encryption at this level.
That's what I'm told.
And it's not like you're bad. You lock your door at night. You wear clothes. It's not that you're ashamed of yourself. You just protect yourself. We put shields up just to give us added defense.
Yeah, it's not that
when a police officer wears body armor, he's not bad. He's doing it because there's bad people.
Well, not only that, but I've learned firsthand. I have nothing to hide. I've done nothing wrong. But they will take innocuous things that you say, and then they will twist them. They'll take them out of context. So Stone said that he was going to steal this guy's dog, and that was witness tampering. No, the dog wasn't being fed. I threatened to turn him over to the ASPCA, but if you take those messages out of context, it would appear that I threatened to kidnap somebody's dog. Ridiculous. Yet when that guy threatened to shoot a witness in the head who was going to the grand jury, he's not indicted by Robert Mueller. So protect yourself, folks. This way, your text messages, your cell phone calls, they can't be taken out of context by some Big Brother agency.
Right. VoltaWireless.com, promo code Alex. It's amazing. And they're a great sponsor. They're supporting you, supporting me, and people love it.
You know, Alex, I've had it up to here with lawyers. I hate lawyers. Finding a tough lawyer, finding a smart lawyer, finding a lawyer willing to fight is like a needle in a haystack. It doesn't exist. Robert Barnes is one of the few lawyers in America that I deeply respect. Not only is he a legal genius, but he's a fighter. He's got incredible guts. Every time I've asked him for
advice, smart as hell, just like you. I can count on a hand the smartest men I know. You guys are on the hand.
Well, right? But he's also courageous. You see, a lot of lawyers just don't have the belly for the fight. They're worried about, well, what's the judge going to think of me? Or what if I have a different client up in front of this
and
judge?
So just go with the truth.
Right. So finding a good lawyer is virtually impossible. They always want to settle. They never want to confront the corruption. I have a tax case going on right now with the Department of Justice. They don't claim that I've hidden income or hidden assets or underreported income because I haven't. They just imply it. Their charges, which are in a civil action, read like a press release. They lie about everything. I want to raise that. The lawyers, of course, want to settle.
But the good news is people now know the corporate media is their enemy, as Trump said. The mainstream media is the enemy of the American people. Roger Stone and Robert Barnes coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. Infowars.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, Mike, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
There's no doubt we're the tip of the spear. There's no doubt we are in the danger zone because of you, the listeners, that care and stand for us and stand behind us, and because we are educated, informed, and tenacious. Amazing in this trifecta. You got Alex Jones, you got Robert Barnes, a great constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine with the smart people I know, and the beautiful Roger Stone here with us. I want to talk about the big picture, where the globalists are, what they're doing. The head of the IMF saying world collapse imminent, devaluation, sovereign defaults. I played the clips first hour. I mean, just horrifying news. We knew they were positioning us for this. She says it's an accident. That's a quote. And that they don't know. Quote, we didn't think through the consequences of printing too much money. We already are out of time. Those are quotes. I played the video first hour. I mean, we are living in epic times. And their answer is declare all Republicans are populist as terrorists if you question the election or force inoculation or lockdowns or open borders. We have the federal law on testing illegal aliens for diseases. That's being annulled. I mean, we are living in the New World Order takeover. You got the Easter Bunny publicly giving the president directives. I mean, Robert Barnes. Then we'll get to Stone to get his take. What would you call this period of time we're in right now?
Well, we're seeing the complete weaponization of the legal process. So, you know, the President Trump today is now facing $10,000 a day sanctions, so-called contempt for a proceeding that shouldn't be allowed to occur in the first place. I mean, you look at what they're being critical of DeSantis with concerning Disney, which was a completely legal action. Contrast that to the direct targeting. The Attorney General of New York ran on a campaign saying, elect me, I'll go harass and use the legal process to harass Donald Trump. And the courts are not only allowing it, but now encouraging it, incentivizing it, and rewarding it.
3 weeks after they did it to me, they're now doing it to him. And they're trying to take MTG's right to run for office because she said they're trying to frustrate voters' will. So they try to frustrate voters' will.
Exactly. They're mischaracterizing the 14th Amendment provision that was only meant to apply to the Confederacy, which was annulled itself by the 1872 Amnesty Act, as recognized by a federal court when Congressman Cawthorn brought that up.
They're trying to say, when you're declared a foreign enemy, we can do this. But they're just declaring all their opposition an enemy.
Correct. I mean, that statutory provision was, that constitutional provision was only meant to apply to the Confederates, ex-Confederates. And we annulled it in 1872. And so it should not be applicable to anybody. It was misapplied to Congressman Berger for his opposition to World War I in 1918, but that was a misapplication of it. Now we're seeing it reinvigorated, and they're trying to say anybody who questioned the election, anybody who challenges an institutional narrative is now an insurrectionist. So it's part of the January 6th cases. We saw it as part of the Whitmer entrapment cases. It's part of what they're doing with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they tried to do to Paul Gosar in Arizona. It failed. A court said it didn't have
any
legal basis.
So it's an attempt at outlawing your opposition. What does that say about the Democrats in the deep state?
Well, basically, they're taking the same thing Zelensky is doing in Ukraine, which is, I mean, they would like to apply the same. People should watch that because they're trying to do the same project here. I mean, they're banning opposition media. They're locking up opposition leaders. They're just two steps ahead of where the Democrats would like to take the United States of America, to lock up dissident
That's
media.
That's right. The same globalists around our country are advising Ukraine, where they're banning even pro-Zelensky parties, all opposition banned, all media controlled.
Correct. In fact, there's only one single broadcast that's allowed throughout the country now. There's bloggers that are being summarily executed on the street. There was a journalist, Gonzalo Lira, who's an American citizen, Chilean citizen, who disappeared for a week, but for a bunch of us making noise, may have been dead himself. So that's the mindset mentality that's infecting the West as well, infecting the United States as well. We're seeing all the things they accused Nixon of, as Roger can remember, these folks are actually doing. They said that, you know, Nixon had a hit list and all the rest. He didn't actually weaponize the IRS anywhere like they're weaponizing the IRS now. They're weaponizing the law enforcement, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing attorney generals, trying to criminalize and put in prison anybody who's a dissident or disagrees with the system.
That's not what a strong group does, is it, Roger?
No, I think that what you see is the hysteria. Look, the greatest single example of this is just north of us in Canada, the abuse of the Canadian truck convoy. The brutal authoritarian jackboot tactics used on peaceful protesters.
No bail, charged with terrorism.
Freezing their bank accounts, making it impossible for them to eat. Derek Sloan, a former conservative, a member of parliament, now with the Ontario Party, outspoken against all of this, now seeking election in Ontario to take away the Conservative Party, folks, in Canada, is not in any way conservative. So even there, the revolution has spread. And if you want to see what's going to happen there, here, just look at what happened there. Also notice that the American truck convoy got no media coverage virtually at all. It was like a blackout, like it didn't even happen.
Robert Barnes, I could ask questions here, but what do you want to get into with Roger Stone and I as we ride shotgun here? There's so much happening. What do you want to hit first?
Well, I think January 6th is a good nexus because they're trying to use the mythology of what they've created with January 6th, still covering up some of their complicity and culpability related to. I mean, look at how the media's covered the 60 Minutes did a Sunday interview with Christopher Wray and managed to not bring up the Whitmer acquittals at all. I mean, that was those bogus charges, those pure government entrapment makes the Marion Barry entrapment look like light change. You look at all of what happened, and they attempt to politically weaponize that case. It turned out it was totally bogus. The jury saw it as totally bogus. They took us, you know, basically some people who lived in their grandma's basement and tried to pretend that they were master criminal conspirators. And several of the key investigators connected to that case. Several of them ended up in prison themselves or under criminal investigation. Others, though, were promoted and put in charge of the January 6th cases in D.C., so the pattern we saw with the Whitmer cases that was detailed in front of that jury was replicated in the January 6th cases. And they're using that to try to keep congressmen out of Congress. They're using it to try to lock up a range of dissidents who are still sitting in jail 15, 16 months later without even a trial date being set. And some of these cases are very minor charges, very inconsequential, insignificant charges.
Well, you're right. They admit this is the model for everybody else right now. So how is it going? How do we counter it?
Continue to counter it in the court of public opinion and then where there's legal remedies and options and alternatives to do it there as well. Because they're going to continue to – I mean, what happened with Whitmer is that case got exposed by good legal review and by good public exposure. For people who don't know, that's – the governor of Michigan, they said that there was this plot to kidnap her that helped the Democrats right before the election. Some of us said at the time it smacked of entrapment. A jury determined it was entrapment. They found acquittals and convicted nobody of anything related to those cases. They're trying to do the same thing with the January 6th cases. So arguing in the court of public opinion, getting the information out there, there needs to be more assertive action. And candidates need to run on this. To his credit, President Trump has said he will pardon everybody connected to the January 6th event. And that's why they're going to target him and continue to go after him. But we have to continue to educate in the court of public opinion, continue to inform, continue. And we need more public commitment from people running for office that they're going to investigate what the FBI's role was, what Christopher Wray's role was, what the seventh floor of the FBI was up to. We've seen the continued political weaponization of this process. And we need to see meaningful coverage of the Sussman trial. I mean, that case exposes the degree to which Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party were completely culpable and complicit in arranging everything related to both Russiagate and Spygate. That is that trial the media is trying to completely suppress coverage of, but it's about to happen in the District of Columbia. Major filings, and a person that should be looked at for criminal investigation and indictment is Mark Elias. It's clear Mark Elias was laundering information, illicit information, illicitly obtained information, illicitly provided information as attorney-client privilege when he it's not even apparent he had appropriate attorney-client privilege with any of it. So he's the Democratic lawyer hitman who should be criminally indicted by John Durham if Durham's going to do his job. And that needs to be part of the court of public opinion as well as we move forward.
All right. You got a bunch of other topics. Tell me what else you want to get to when we come back, because I got a bunch of questions.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a range of subjects that are right hot on the agenda, including issues related to the vaccine and mask mandates, issues related to what's happening in Ukraine, false flags that may be occurring at any given moment, given the recent trip of Secretary Austin there. So there's a range of topics to cover.
Roger, what do you want to hit?
Well, this New York action, Robert's absolutely right. They're petrified about running against Donald Trump. Their first case in
Manhattan. Let's talk about that when we come back. Roger Stone in studio.
Yep.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts, a lot of which I never promoted or even pushed, that never even be seen, that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited edition. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it for all these hundreds of designs forever. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future, and when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. All the other shirts are at cost to clear inventory. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. This is a limited edition shirt. We are going to sell a limited number of these, and then they are gone forever. Show them the back. The back's really cool. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's $24.95, so we make, you know, like $19 or whatever to fund our operation on it. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech, be a maverick, be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, the magnitude of what we're covering is so incredible. And the big set piece of the globalist, the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation that runs the CIA was Operation Lockstep in the last 26 months, 28 months of tyranny we witnessed. I want to get constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes' take on that, the big developments, where it's going, and then Roger Stone's, because they admit in the EU, in Canada, other places, they plan to bring the lockdowns back. Before or after the election, China has 400 million under lockdown. First it started in Shanghai, now it's spread. A giant drill and a test in martial law. So what happened in the past, what's coming in the future, but also how do you see this agenda unfolding in the future, Robert Barnes?
Well, I mean, on the one aspect, it's positive potentially that Elon Musk is buying Twitter. And if the best way Elon Musk can prove that Twitter is back to a free speech zone is to reinstate Alex Jones. So let's see if he does that right out of the gate. That will tell us what he's up to. Is he the person he has claimed himself to be, a free speech champion, or is he what his critics say? Well, he can prove it real easy just by reinstating Alex Jones as his first act back on Twitter and reinstating President Donald John Trump. So do those steps, and that will at least restore Twitter to some degree of sanity from where it's been under big tech control. Now, the second aspect is one little component about the French elections today. Le Pen lost. There were some anomalies being reported out of the French elections, in particular, territories outside of the continental control. In other words, places like Martinique, Guadeloupe, et cetera. These places showed a 30 to 40 point swing from 2017 to 2022 in favor of Le Pen. Yet no place inside the continent of on the continent in France showed any such similar swing.
Exactly. The few places where they weren't federally controlled, she won massively, but everywhere else she lost.
Exactly. And these were places that she lost by 50 points last time that she won. I mean, it's that kind of margin swing. So the Mélenchon vote, which is sort of a Bernie Sanders-style vote, swung towards her in places that Macron didn't have complete more election control than places.
And I'm going to come back to you, Barnes, but Roger, you're an election expert. You said it's too early to tell, but the polls don't fit. You smell something stinky here. What do you think's going on in France?
Well, I saw the same thing that happened in the United States. The last time when I went to bed, Le Pen was up by 300,000 votes. When I woke up, her margin had disappeared. Macron is actually less popular than Joe Biden, if such a thing is possible. And if you read any of the survey research in the closing days and you know how to read a poll and you studied the crosstabs, which I did in a number of occasions, it was clear that there was a tidal wave coming for the right. Also, when the extreme right party candidate endorsed and urged his supporters to vote for Le Pen, it was clear that there was a landslide coming. I think the will of the French people has been thwarted. This whole thing smells bad.
I agree. So where does this go?
It goes nowhere. I think it's a cautionary tale for the United States.
Well, it's what just happened here a couple years ago.
Exactly.
What do you see, Barnes?
It is a concern. And so we'll see how it plays a role in the upcoming parliamentary elections, because the polls, to Roger's point, show the right winning the parliamentary elections that are coming up in just a few months. And so let's see what happens in those elections, because this is a very as Roger knows, one of the ways you smell out election fraud is you see unusual disparities in similar constituencies, right? So you see neighboring precincts, and one of them, I mean, this happened, frankly, in the Roy Moore race in Alabama in 2017. You know, you had neighboring precincts that had one turned out at 80%, the other turned out at 55%, and it's identical demographics, identical partisan profile. That just doesn't happen. And you see it all across the state in the case of Alabama. Here, when you see it'd be one thing if it was just Martinique or just Guadeloupe or just Corsica or just one of these other places that are part of the offshore international components of the French elections. But all of them swung massively towards Le Pen, and no place inside Paris or inside France swung at anywhere close to
the
same.
Sure. So just like Venezuela, they hold elections, but they're fake. How do we counter this, Roger?
Here is the answer. Carrie Lake, candidate for governor in Arizona, and Mark Fincham, to running for Secretary of State have come up with the answer. We need to return to paper ballots. That is the answer. They've gone to court to try to knock out computerized voting. I spoke yesterday to Jackson Lawmeyer, the crusading insurgent pastor running for the U.S. Senate in Oklahoma. They're investigating doing that there. So I think we need to knock out the computerized voting, and we need to return to paper ballots and accountability. That is the answer.
Barnes, what's the answer in your view?
Well, the same thing that was the true of 2020 election. We need only constitutionally qualified people voting. We need people only voting by methods that are constitutionally qualified. Going to Roger's point about paper ballot in person. And third, the way the vote is counted and the way the vote is canvassed needs to be constitutionally qualified. And what does that mean? It means as determined by the state legislature. If there's any method by which people are voting, if there's any people groups that are voting, or any means by which their votes are counted or canvassed that is contrary to the rules set by the state legislature, that is an unconstitutional election. Particularly,
okay, so
in
let's cut to the chase here.
Context.
According to the State Department's own rules, what you're saying is true. So we go out and declare other elections fraudulent when our own elections are fraudulent as well. How do you beat election fraud of this magnitude?
Well, the utility. This is one place where Barack Obama was right a long time ago, and he said it's tough to commit systemic election fraud unless you do it in a certain way. And the reason he meant by that is that elections are still very local. Every person can volunteer to be a precinct observer. Every person can participate at the elections are still done at the most local level in terms of where votes are counted and canvassed. They can use the sunshine laws like they did in Georgia, the variations of open records laws or freedom of information laws, whatever the state analog provision is, to inspect the voting records, inspect who's registered to vote, inspect.
Sure, so let me expand on that. With 197 days out from the midterms, and I'm going to come back and ask this to Roger next segment, but the minute and a half we have left with Barnes before we get a break, how does the deep state counter this awakening to election fraud, this total red tsunami? How are they going to counter that? Because they obviously are desperate and scared right now.
Well, by what they've done, which is to create a fake narrative around January 6th really wasn't about January 6th. January 6th was about covering up the crime that took place in November 2020. January 6th was about re-narrating, re-scripting, re-crafting the official narrative so that anybody who talked about November 2020 would be affiliated with insurrectionists, with coup plotters, with revolutionaries.
Exactly. Never question. They say that's a terrorist act to question an election.
That's exactly right. And that's where they're going to continue to go. And that's why they have to keep doubling down. That's why the January 6th committee, which is an unconstitutionally formed committee, formed in a manner that violates the very rules of Congress itself, shouldn't even be allowed to exist if the courts were doing our job rather than being asleep at the wheel in the District of Columbia. As Roger knows, unfortunately, the judges in the District of Columbia can be anything but impartial. And the jury pools are the same way. And so there needs to be constant public exposure of this in the court of public opinion and constant reminder of what really took place in November and not allow these intimidation efforts to intimidate anybody in the populace to do anything different, but to continue to expose the truth as it is.
All right, Robert Barnes, stay there. Roger Stone, stay there. We're going to hit the vaccine issue I raised we didn't cover. We're going to hit the Ukraine issue. We're going to hit the economy issue, the IMF, the World Bank, the inflation issue, and what we the people can do to counter this and maintain our basic liberties. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll give you both men's websites when we come back. We are fighting the New World Order at Point Blank Range. I am absolutely going up against the worst people at every level. And it's only been your prayers and your support that's kept us on air. And so I'm telling you now, we have reached the thick of the battle. We have reached the heart of the war. We are entering the most important phase of the war against tyranny and fighting back against their unrestricted, undeclared war against us. People come after me, I fight 50 times harder. So now the globalists declared war on me and my family. Well, we are going to turn up the heat. Open up the cans of anti-New World Order resistance, ladies and gentlemen. So, I need money to prosecute war of information and truth. And I need money at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the best durable food. I got the best supplements. We got amazing t-shirts. There are better t-shirt designers than me out there, but ours are pretty good. We've got incredible everything. Films, books, everything. It's an arsenal of freedom. It's an arsenal of resistance. InfoWarsStore.com. Trump, and then we will continue to give you the truth. We will continue to stand against the New World Order. We will continue to not back down, because I will never give up. I will never back down. But I could collapse. I could give out. And it's you that's going to hold us up in this fight. And I need money to prosecute this war against Soros and the New World Order, our defensive war for our children. InfoWarsStore.com. Go there now. We need major funding in our counteroffensive against the New World Order. InfoWarsStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Fight! One of my favorite guests, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko of ZDTalksLife.com, is here. And I wanted him because he's got great products. He came up with all these different treatments 2 years ago that saved millions of lives. He never wants to talk about it. But I approached him. I said, you should be a sponsor. We want to promote your products. He said, fine. But spend a few minutes, sir, about the great products you've got that counter all the crazy stuff that's going on in the world.
Listen, I see people dropping dead from blood clots and getting immune dysregulation, over or under reactive immune system, and dying from stuff that they shouldn't be dying from, like a cold or Omicron. And so I saw there was a need to, the FDA allows me to say, create a nutritional supplement, an immune booster that may help people. And so Z Detox contains NAC and acetylcysteine. This stuff stops blood clots. Everything I'm saying is peer-reviewed, NIH, on the NIH server, and so on. So NAC stops blood clots, and if someone's at risk of blood clots for whatever reason, that's a good thing. And also, one of the problems I've seen lately, for some unknown reason, is people's immune systems are getting destroyed. And so using EGCG, which is a green tea extract, together with a higher dose zinc, mitigates the risk of getting certain viruses, like new further future strains of COVID, or influenza virus, or RSV virus, or even, God forbid, Marburg virus, which is a potential emerging bioterrorist threat. They're all single-stranded RNA viruses. So by inhibiting the common pathway for viruses to replicate these viruses, that is a very good thing for people who have damaged immune systems. I'm trying to detox people from a toxic world, if you can read between the lines. And so it was born out of need. I can't stand having people die from blood clots, 20-year-olds dying from blood clots.
We love you. We appreciate you. ZDTalksLife.com. Thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you soon.
God bless you, Alex.
God bless you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
War on corruption.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I want to thank all the listeners for your support and helping us really erase a lot of the deficit we have to fund ourselves. X2, the amazing deep earth crystal iodine that's so great for your body, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Robert Barnes via Skype. We have the great Roger Stone here in studio with us. And I was asking Roger what he wanted to hit next, and I know Barnes wants to hit this. We have the whole Durham investigation really gaining a lot of steam and a lot of fruit right now. So, Roger, why don't you speak to how big this is? We'll get Robert Barnes' take on it.
I think it is potentially enormous. Yesterday, terrific interview with John Radcliffe, the former Texas Republican congressman who was the director of national intelligence, who said that there are a number of documents that have still not been declassified that he has seen, which would bust the Durham investigation much wider open.
He called it a criminal conspiracy to frustrate the voters and engage in massive fraud.
It is outrageous to me that Sussman's attorneys want to bar all of their activities from the record, saying that they're pejorative and they smear him. And Durham pointed to my case to demonstrate his authority to do whatever he wanted, which I found interesting. The real question, though, and I would defer to Robert on this, is have the statute of limitations run on most of these crimes. In other words, everything leads to John Podesta, and that leads to Hillary Clinton. She is the one who is the head of this particular
state. They quarterback the whole Russia fraud to defraud voters.
And to distract from their own involvement with the Russians. It's John Podesta and his brother who made millions from the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. Not Paul Manafort, not Roger Stone, no one associated with Donald Trump. So, but the real question is, has the time limit barred the prosecution of these criminals? And even if they do go to trial in the District of Columbia, can the people get justice? Or are the courts there so rigged, so biased, so one-sided that the truth will never come home?
And what green light does this give the deep state, the permanent state, to fully weaponize the Justice Department and everything against the American people?
Yeah, I mean, I think, what is being exposed in the case is the degree to which the Clinton campaign was neck deep in all of this. What some of us said from the very beginning was that they would find that Perkins Coe, the big corporate law firm, was the laundering source for this illicit information because they could disguise it. They could hide it from
you
the campaign.
You told me that on air and personally 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we talked about it then. And because it was a classic pattern. I mean, it was how do you hide this from your campaign finance report that the Clinton campaign is buying laundered fake dossiers that it's laundering through the law enforcement, then back through the media? I mean, it was multiple levels of laundering. Well, they disguised it as legal fee payment. They said, oh, no, we're just paying our law firm. So on the campaign finance report, it did not disclose their payments that were going to Fusion.
And the lawyer went and lied to the FBI and the CIA when he gave them the info saying, no, it's not political, even though he was handed the material.
Yes, correct. And now there, I think Durham is going to great lengths to cover up the culpability and complicity of high-ranking CIA and FBI officials. If this was an honest inquiry, James Comey would have been indicted. Peter Strzok would have been indicted. John Brennan would have been indicted. Clapper would have been indicted. Hillary Clinton would have been indicted.
So what do you think Durham's up to?
Durham's history is he's a cover-up artist. So his goal is to make this look like it was just an external corruption. Hey, there was a few low-level actors, even Klein Smith he gave a sweetheart deal to, even though he perjured himself in a FISA warrant application. To make it sound like, hey, our FBI guys are nice, our CIA guys are great, to cover up for the real deep state and throw him a few fall guys.
And we're literally sitting here with one of the main victims of it, Roger Stone.
So what I think is happening here, frankly, is unfortunately, the Obamas are done with the Clintons. They want them off the stage. So in a certain sense, what I think happens is that Durham offers a blistering report which condemns Hillary Clinton, which points out the criminality of her and her operatives. But unfortunately, he reaches the conclusion that because he took his sweet time, the 5 years has run out and they can't be prosecuted. Now the Clintons are out of the way for the launch of Michelle Obama's 2024 presidential campaign. I'm going on record right now on the show telling you that she, not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, will be the Democratic nominee. So Biden is doing, Durham, in my opinion, is doing the bidding of the deep state that wants to clear the deck of the Clintons. The Clintons at this point, the Bidens carry too much baggage with the American electorate. The Obama connections to the Russian collusion hoax, which are at the very top because essentially the Obama administration's FBI and CIA, at the behest of Hillary Clinton, try to wire the election for her and then try to discredit Trump and remove them. But none of the stink sticks to the Obamas. And therefore, I think he is just helping shuffle the Clintons off into the.
So let me ask Roger Stone and then Robert Barnes this question. How do they extricate themselves from Biden, who they knew would be a puppet, but is rotting faster than they thought, in my view? How do they extricate themselves from that before the midterm, after the midterm, as you're predicting? I think you're right, Roger. And then what comes out of that, and who do they position when he's gone under the 25th Amendment into the White House, and what does that signify?
Well, let's recognize that were that to happen, in other words, were they to remove Biden under the 25th Amendment, which I predicted on this show they are going to do after the election, and Kamala Harris were to become, therefore, president, she would have the authority to nominate a new vice president, and that vice president would have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Now, what happens in the Senate election? Is Mitch McConnell going to confirm? Does he have the votes to confirm whoever it is she chooses. Does she choose Michelle Obama? The pressure on her would be to appoint Hillary Clinton. That's why John Durham has to eliminate Hillary Clinton as a potential vice president to get her out of the line of succession. That's what this is really all about. Hey, you guys at Media Matters, run and write that down right now. Go report on it, because that's what's about to happen.
I want to get Barnes' take, but I saw that headline. I saw the video this morning. I don't trust Cruz as far as I can throw him, but he's a smart guy. He's right, though. Getting rid of Biden is dangerous as hell. Biden is dangerous, but what they're going to pull once he's gone, I think it'd be worse. What do you think, Barnes?
No doubt about that. I mean, you knew what the sort of deep state was up to back when they got rid of Agnew for Nixon. I mean, that was the warning sign to Nixon, and he tried to cover himself, was unable to do so because Ford was someone they were satisfied with. No doubt. I mean, if you're Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton is your vice president, I mean, can you get life insurance?
You need
what,
a food
six
taster.
Months, three
you
months?
Need a food taster.
What do you think the odds are? So I think that, but I agree that whoever the next vice presidential nominee is, if they take out Biden, and I think that's what the Hunter Biden stuff is about. There's no way they could actually go with a full-scale criminal indictment of Hunter Biden, because that leads to everybody in the Democratic Party and a bunch of deep state actors, including those biolabs in Ukraine. So they can't actually do it. I think it's an extortionate threat to try to get Biden to play ball or resign when necessary. But the problem is Kamala Harris is more unpopular than him. So that would mean if they take out Biden, they would be taking him out for the purposes of replacing him with whoever Kamala's vice president is. And that would be the thing to watch. Whoever that person is the person that is going to be the next presidential nominee.
Obviously, you're right. So let me ask this question. Constitutionally, it would be, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are smarter than I'm on this, it would be Pelosi. How does Hillary get herself in there?
Well, not necessarily. So if Kamala Harris were to rise to the presidency, this is where I disagree with Robert. She's no more or less dangerous than Joe Biden, because neither one of them is running the country. Barack Obama is your de facto president. Susan Rice, Ron Klain essentially report to Barack
They're
Obama.
They're in their third term.
They're in their third term. So it doesn't really matter whether Kamala Harris is president, although that laugh is extraordinarily annoying.
But if Biden was taken down, then what is the line of ascension?
Well, you still have to confirm a vice president. So Kamala Harris would rise to the presidency. She would be entitled to appoint a vice president, and that vice president would have to be confirmed by the Senate to be legally in line. Otherwise, the Speaker of the House would remain in line. Now, did we take control of the House in 2022? We don't know yet. And if we did take control, who is the speaker? Is Kevin McCarthy in line for the presidency? Is Jim Jordan in line for the presidency? Is some, I don't know, freshman, Scott Baugh from California, some freshman could be Speaker of the House? Anything is entirely possible.
The point is, we are headed into extremely interesting times. I want to talk about Russia, the world economy, and more with Robert Barnes and Roger Stone. Stay with us. Explain to listeners how on earth they can have a challenge so you can't run for office. I mean, the Democrats are doing that, exactly what we said they're doing, trying to stop voters in 10. And you're having to spend all this money to battle them, and they have Democrat chairpersons are the witnesses against you. How the hell does that work? Explain it.
Well, that's called dirty politics, and politics is a blood sport. But let me tell you something. Two can play that game, Alex. Here's what everyone needs to know. Anyone in any state, you can challenge your representative, your senator, your congressperson. You can challenge their candidacy qualifications. Typical qualifications are, do you live in the state, how old you are, things like that. But come to find out, if you think that your representative or senator is guilty of insurrection, let's give some examples, shall we? Let's talk about Maxine Waters going and inciting a riot in Minnesota. Let's talk about Ilhan Omar and Kamala Harris sharing the Minnesota Freedom Fund bail bond link so criminal rioters could be bailed out to go back in the city streets and actually declare insurrection as they were attacking federal buildings and courthouses and police officers night after night in those BLM riots. So if anyone listening to this show right now, if you think that someone that happens to be on your ballot needs to be challenged for perhaps insurrection, you can do that too. We should rejoice when we're being attacked, when we're being persecuted by evil people. Why should we feel embarrassed, and why should we allow it to get us down? We need to call each other, text each other, and just support one another. You know, Tucker Carlson, you mentioned him. He's constantly under attack. They hate him. He's He stepped out of line. He's not preaching the talking points anymore.
He's born again hard, as they say in Full Metal Jacket. He gets the whole thing now. They are scared as hell.
And that's what you're doing too, Alex. And I love those T-shirts. Alex Jones was right. I need one. I definitely want to wear one. And I'm so thankful that you have been right so many times. And I'm fighting as hard as I can in Congress alongside my allies in Congress. And we will not give up. We'll never quit. We'll never stop. But we really appreciate it when we hear from people at home that call us and send us letters and tell us that they're praying for us or send us donations. Like,
absolutely.
People are helping me with my lawsuit here that I'm having to pay attorneys and defend myself from a ridiculous lie.
That's right. What's good for the goose is good for the gander. They drew first blood. And so when they're really communist and Antifa that want to overthrow and attack and they're running for office when they got bailed out by the vice president for burning down buildings and in homeless shelters, we can actually go after them when they are insurrectionists and do it to them. And then they can't complain because they tried to do it to you.
We can turn the tables. We can play the same game. And it's time to start doing it. It's time to stop constantly taking the high road while these people are literally trying to kill us.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest BrainForce offering, BrainForce Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind BrainForce Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our BrainForce Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of BrainForce Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Just halted Twitter stock sales, and it's being announced everywhere as we speak. Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. So this is a big, big deal, and now the test will be, will he reinstate the former president of the United States, the real president, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and countless others? And it's not like I even care if I'm on there. It's that it's a sign, and we're hoping Elon Musk is for real. I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means. This is an epic moment, Roger Stone.
It really is. I want my 980,000 followers back.
Isn't it beautiful that you haven't been here in 2.5 years being under attack and you're here for the day for this?
It's really extraordinary. Plus, the number of reporters at the New York Times on suicide watch right now is record-breaking. I mean, liberals every place are about to slit their wrists because this was their sewer. This was a tsunami of hatred.
It was their bullying operation. They literally, a million tweets or something last week, I trended number one for 2 days saying, I'm coming to the feds. I say we attack January 6th. All made up. All lies.
Yeah.
And I couldn't counter and say that's BS.
Yeah, because when they smear you, you have no enormous platform to go to. Look, I love Gab. I think they do a great job. I like Telegram. I think they do a good job.
But it is David versus Goliath.
But it's just not, you know, never had the critical mass that Twitter has.
I love Paul Watson's. If you don't like Elon Musk buying Twitter, just build your own Twitter. Robert Barnes, I'm so glad the two guys I love that are still the smart people I know, you and Roger Stone, are together now. This is historic. We're on air right now when Elon Musk is taking Twitter over.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of panic at Twitter. And a lot of its engineers and the rest, because Musk has very publicly stated his commitment to returning Twitter to its free speech roots. People forget Jack Dorsey said Twitter was going to be the free speech wing of the free speech party. And based on Dorsey's recent commentary, It looks like somebody hijacked Twitter and took it away even from Dorsey, because Dorsey appears that he's still unhappy with how some of the
Dorsey's come out and attacked CNN, Stelter, and censorship. When I was told by, I'll just say it, Roger Stone's here with us, and we've got you here. You know, I shouldn't say who, but I sorry, just I'm not going to even talk about it. But the point is, I was told 2 years ago, no, Jack Dorsey's a listener. He's been taken control of. And I'm like, I don't really believe that. And the guy goes, okay, here's the text messages. Alex Jones is always right. I listen to him every day. I wish I could have stopped this, but hopefully you guys can defeat it. And that was Jack Dorsey. I mean, I was shown these texts by a very famous podcaster, the most famous podcaster, of him saying that. And I was dumb like 4 years ago. I didn't believe it when I was told he was actually on my side.
It's really quite extraordinary. My appeal to Mr. Musk would be to clean house. You cannot trust the people that
He said he's going to turn their main headquarters in San Francisco into a homeless shelter.
Great idea. Terrific idea.
All right, let me interrupt. Go ahead.
He really needs to clean house. You've already seen the attitude of the employees in management. The statement they put out in opposition to Musk.
We don't care about profit. We don't care about the company. We're not going to,
And we take no direction from the board. See, the board seat was a trap. If Musk had taken a seat on the board, he would have been prohibited from acquiring more stock. So that was a trap. He very wisely sidestepped that trap. This could be a monumental day for free expression and the right to
free speech. Because one big domino falls, they all fall. Robert Barnes, I'm so glad you're here with us in this historic moment. This is big.
No doubt about it. And I think it was also a smart move by Musk, because there's aspects of the Biden administration, aspects of the deep state, that want to control Musk and have been threatening various forms of civil and criminal investigations to try to punish him. And if you are the owner, he said he's going to take Twitter private, so we'll no longer have any ESG corporate board or any of that nonsense. And what he'll have is he'll have one of the loudest platforms in the world to fight back. So this will put, this was a good chess move by Musk to counteract deep state efforts to derail his other economic agenda, and it's great for free speech. I mean, we'll see if he delivers. I mean, that's the big open question. Can Elon Musk deliver on his returning Twitter to its free speech origins? But he's made very public promises to this effect. He's taking the company private, so almost its only purpose can be to restore its free speech origins. And if you also changed its algorithms, remember the most nefarious part of Twitter isn't just its censorship. It's that it algorithmically manipulates what topics it allows to trend.
Shadow banning, total manipulation.
Absolutely. Not only that, critics like me, I'm a critic of our involvement in getting involved. I agree with Trump. We should stay the heck out of Ukraine. But I get bombarded with pro-Ukraine tweets of people whose accounts I don't follow. Why? Because that's the algorithmic manipulation, to emotionally manipulate the audience to a preordained conclusion. So it's not just the censorship, it's the algorithmic manipulation, which James O'Keefe and Project Veritas have helped detail and expose.
Absolutely. So let me ask you about this question. How do we put loving pressure on Elon Musk to be true? How do we back what he's doing? Because if it's public stock, it's going to triple now. If it's private, it's going to triple. What do we do? Because, it'll be very disconcerting if he doesn't restore Trump. I'd love to hear Alex Jones. That's great. You're not going to say that, Robert. But obviously the former president, he needs to be reinstated instantly. Trump has shot his mouth off and said, I won't even go back there. Well, I think that's just not a smart statement.
Well, he hasn't gone to Truth Social, so this makes no sense to me. Truth Social, which he has a proprietary interest in.
Doesn't promote it.
He doesn't promote it. He doesn't even post on it. I think their heart's in the right place, but none of the links populate when you post
them. That
would
turbocharge him if he did that.
And there's a million people waiting in line.
So he raises billions of dollars and then doesn't promote what he built.
It makes no sense at all. Here's what I predict. Leftists like Anderson Cooper, for example, will now leave Twitter.
Wonderful.
Zuckerberg, Soros, and these other criminals will find a new quote-unquote social media outlet from which they can take their news cues. Because Robert's absolutely right. This is about two things. One, everybody in government takes their cues from Twitter. So if they say Alex Jones is a Fed, Alex Jones must be a Fed because I read it on Twitter, even though it's not true. And then secondarily, this is the way that they bully people. In other words, here's Roger Stone's address. I mean, they use it for doxing. They use it for bullying. And therefore,
they do whatever they want.
The left will now move on to some other platform. There will be no shortage of venture capital for a new, completely censored.
And that's good for them. They get, yeah.
Stupid, though. Stupid.
Barnes, where's this going next? This is huge.
If Musk keeps his word, it's a game-changing event. It's an absolutely game-changing event because you have a platform with a massive audience that has massive reach. And if it's back to being a free speech, honest, not only a free speech platform, but no longer algorithmically manipulated to where you have an honest reflection of honest public opinion, you're going to see back to what Trump was in 2016, where Twitter was an honest reflection of the fact of how popular Trump was going to be before he even surged in the polls and even before he started dominating the primaries. So you might get more honest reflection of public opinion. Their whole point was to take that reputation of an honest reflection of public opinion, distort it through algorithmic manipulation, and create a fake impression of public opinion. Musk could completely reverse that just by restoring Twitter to its origin.
That's right. It's now breaking, though, that Twitter has accepted the deal. So, and again, for me, it's way bigger than Twitter. Once there's economic freedom and other owners coming in knowing free speech is popular, the market will take hold in free speech and it's game over. And this whole reign of terror of cancel culture and censorship and all of it is going to come to a crashing end. Even if they try to build their own things, no one wants to be there. Folks want the Wild Wild West.
So here's what I would like to see. As soon as this transaction is complete, I would like to see Tucker Carlson interview Elon Musk about his intentions. I think that would be perhaps the most watched cable TV show in American history. There's no one better to conduct that incisive interview than Tucker Carlson. And we can find out whether Musk, who I like enormously, and I think is in it because he believes in free speech. He's not a conservative. I have no illusions about that. I think he's a libertarian. I think he's a free thinker. I happen to think the guy's going to keep his word. I'd like Tucker Carlson to conduct that first interview.
The bottom line is this. We are in a very exciting time to be alive, Barnes.
No doubt. In fact, another way Elon Musk could do it is announce once he's fully taken it private and is in control of the company, do a four-person podcast with Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and Donald Trump, and sit down and announce. That would be the most listened to podcast in history.
Well, on record now, Joe has told me I'm the hydrogen bomb, so he's holding me back for some big point, but there's some good stuff going on, yeah.
I mean, that would be dynamic. That would get a lot of attention to Twitter and reinvigorate it, reinstate it. But it would be good publicity for Musk. Musk is clearly trying to establish more broader political protection against deep state apparatus.
Exactly. So is this, let me do 5 minutes with both of you, and then we've got Cheryl Sully taking over. Is this the pendulum beginning to swing back? We'll ask that question on the other side with Roger Schoen and Robert Barnes. 5 more minutes with both great men. And Barnes, real quick, 20 seconds left. How do folks find your great podcast?
Sure. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
And X2 sold out for many months. The Deeper of Crystal Iodine. Now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted. Stay with us. X2 back in stock.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alex Jones is right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down. The globalists are going down, that's right. You can see into the future watching Alex Jones tonight. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind, it's time to win it.
Joshua in Texas. Joshua, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Right on, man. You guys talk about the New World Order a lot, and my dad was the first to expose it. I have been banned from ban.video. First of all, I wrote down that Randall Wilhite, Alex Jones's lawyer, went on record saying that Alex is a showman and just playing a character. Second time I got banned, I said that Mark Randazza is a lawyer for the Church of Satan and now your First Amendment lawyer. Next time I got banned is that I proved that you guys sell your products on Amazon, giving Jeff Bezos a cut of the cut of your profit. They say you guys have to sign non-disclosure agreements, all the employees. So Alex actually bans your free speech.
1 hour later.
Josh the Troll, you can't get Patriot points on Amazon. Hey, Josh the Troll, I have 5,000 Patriot points. How many do you have, Josh the Troll? Josh the Troll, you need some Gabachil, Josh the Troll.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.